Coming up, we'll have a special pledge drive edition of the People's Pharmacy, and you can call in to share a favorite home remedy, or you can ask our guests, Joe and Terry Graydon, a question about home remedies. Here's the call-in number if you want to join us, 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org, and you can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, March the 28th. And this is a pledge drive edition of the People's Pharmacy, where we are hoping you will pledge your support to help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. And we have a special thank you gift when you do. Joining me with details on that is Rob Ferret. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Joy. When you pledge $120 or more, you get the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies book. Get that out of the way right now. Pledge $120 or more, People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. You can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We will be joined momentarily by Joe and Terry Graydon. You really do love their show, based on the popularity of that program and the popularity of these pledge drive programs when we have them on. They are the co-authors of several books, including Home Remedies. They also have a new book out, Top Screw-Ups Doctors Make and How to Avoid Them. We did offer that particular book on our weekend airings of the People's Pharmacy. The show airs Saturdays at 6 and Saturdays again at 2 o'clock, and that was the subject of the program on the weekend on medical mistakes and how to avoid them. So if you're interested in that issue or that book, you can go online and also check out that that premium, that thank you gift, WPR.org. Or you can call to make your pledge at 888-202-2552.
Make a pledge now. People's Pharmacy is a big fan favorite for Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. You always respond very well when they come on the show for a pledge drive. I hope this week is no exception. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pick up your copy of the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies with your pledge right now of $120 or more.
I'm looking forward to welcoming in our guests, and we always have fun during this program because we talk about dozens and dozens of home remedies, things that are available in your cupboard or your refrigerator or maybe your garden, things in your medicine cabinet that can be used for all sorts of different ailments or conditions. And I'm happy that we do have our guests with us now. Joe and Terry Graydon are co-hosts of the People's Pharmacy. That's heard Saturdays at 6 and again at 2 in the afternoon here on the Ideas Network. As I mentioned, they are the authors of many books, including the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. And they join us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And do we still have Joe, too?
I'm right here,
oh,
just
good.
Waiting to chat.
Good. Thank you both for being with us. And thanks again for giving us your time for a special pledge drive edition of the People's Pharmacy. I was just explaining to listeners that we did offer on the weekend, and the subject of your show on the weekend was Top Screw-Ups Doctors Can Make and How to Avoid Them. And that book, as a thank you gift, is also still available to our listeners. Why did you decide to focus on medical errors for your newest book?
Well, Joy, it is probably one of the leading causes of death in America, and nobody talks about it. We have discovered over the last couple of decades that medication errors lead to hundreds of thousands of deaths every year. Hospital-acquired infections kill over 100,000 people each year. Misdiagnosis is responsible for over 100,000 deaths each year. And we thought, you know, it's time for patients to take a much more active role in protecting themselves from harm.
Yes, and you have in this book top 10 doctor errors, top 10 pharmacist errors, and preventing hospital errors as well. So lots of important information in this book, which again is available as a thank you gift. You can check that out at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. That is your thank you gift if you choose it at for a $150 pledge. But because the subject of the show, the People's Pharmacy, was on that topic on the weekend, and we know how popular home remedies are when we talk about them on the program, we wanted to focus in on that during this hour. We know our listeners are hungry for healthy advice on simple home remedies to help correct common ailments. So we'll focus on that topic for this hour, and we'll share some home remedies, and Joe and Terry will perhaps offer some home remedies for an ailment that you might have. If you'd like to call us, you can call in at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post your question or your home remedy on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And as we mentioned, we are also offering a thank you gift for your pledge of $10 a month or more, the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies by Joe and Terry Graydon. This book was put together especially for Wisconsin or for public radio listeners just last year, right, Joe?
Yes, and we're thanks to National Geographic. We teamed up with the National Geographic Society to bring forth the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies, and we were just in Charlottesville this past weekend. There's something called the Festival of the Book, in which they bring authors from all around the country. National Geographic brought us to Charlottesville, and what was fascinating is we got to tour WVTF, which is the public radio station in Charlottesville and Roanoke, Virginia. While we were there, we met Sandy, one of their star reporters.
Sandy told us a story about having burned her hand by inadvertently dropping very hot spaghetti sauce onto it, and in an unfamiliar kitchen, but familiar enough that she knew to rinse off that hot spaghetti sauce with cold water, and then she slapped yellow mustard on it, and it didn't even get red.
So she said, thanks to the People's Pharmacy for broadcasting home remedies every week on not just Wisconsin mm-hmm. public radio, but on public radio stations around the country. This reporter happened to have heard about the yellow mustard remedy. We've heard from so many people that cold, cheap yellow mustard, you know, the old-fashioned French's variety, can do wonders for a minor household burn.
What a great idea. And you can use mustard. It sounds like mustard can be used for a number of things, right?
There are really a lot of things you can use mustard for. It's one of the interesting things about home remedies is some of them are extremely versatile. One thing that people use yellow mustard for is they swallow a teaspoon and it makes a leg cramp go away almost immediately, or any kind of muscle cramp.
You know, the wonderful thing about public radio, Joy, is that we are a community, and we get some of our absolute best home remedies from listeners, just like those who are listening right now. If you appreciate home remedies, if you've used a home remedy, if you would like to know more about the home remedies in this National Geographic book, Quick and Handy Home Remedies from the People's Pharmacy, please call 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org.
We do have a goal of 200 pledges for this hour. That's a big goal, but we know you can do it because you love Wisconsin Public Radio. You understand that your contributions help pay for the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You love information about your health, and you love the People's Pharmacy. And then we have this great thank you gift for your pledge of $120, $10 a month or more, and you will get this invaluable book from the People's Pharmacy, Quick and Handy Home Remedies. So make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. So, Terry, what all is in this book? Remind us how many home remedies you have in here.
Well, we have home remedies for probably about almost 50 conditions, ranging from acne to wound care, with lots and lots and lots of things in between. And we also have quite a number of favorite foods, maybe 24. And then we have some instructions on eating for health, because very often we'll talk about the benefits of a Mediterranean diet or how a low-carb diet could help you. And people say, well, I'd like to try that, but how do I do it? The instructions are here.
Mm-hmm. We have a list of our favorite foods, and it's not just a list, Joy. We tell you why these foods are so important for your good health. You know, Hippocrates said many, many centuries ago, let food be your medicine, and that is still as true today as it was then. For example, in the Archives of Internal Medicine this week, there is a magnificent article about the benefits of chocolate, and it won't cause weight gain.
Well, that actually is the point of the study that was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. The researchers did a survey and found out what people were eating, and those who ate chocolate regularly were less likely to be, you know, severely overweight than those who didn't.
And you'll find in Quick and Handy Home Remedies all of the health benefits of chocolate. Not only does it lower bad LDL cholesterol and total cholesterol, but it also makes blood vessels more flexible. It can lower blood pressure almost as effectively as some medications. It has an amazing ability to reduce blood clots. I mean, chocolate is just about the perfect food.
No, oh, I love this. I love this. And I wonder if that chocolate peanut butter egg I just ate is going to...
Well, it is that time of year.
Yes. We hope that you will find out all about the health benefits of chocolate and the health benefits of mustard and many, many common items that you have around the house right now to help correct common ailments. We are talking with Joe and Terry Graydon. They are the authors of Quick and Handy Home Remedies. And this is our thank you gift if you pledge $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio during this, our spring membership drive. So $10 a month or more will help pay for this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, and you'll get this really, really great thank you gift, all of these home remedies. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and help us reach this goal of 200 pledges and help us stay on track during this spring membership drive with your pledge of support. Any amount helps. If you would like the book, the pledge is $120. 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. You know, on Facebook, we have a comment from Kudron, who writes, I tried the gin-soaked raisins when I heard them talk about it on Wisconsin Public Radio. This helped me immediately. Tell us about the gin-soaked raisins, Joe.
Well, it's one of our favorite remedies. We've been writing about it for probably 15 years, and I got an email just the other day from someone who said very much the same thing. The gin-soaked raisins work almost immediately to relieve my arthritis pain and inflammation. Most people, it takes at least 6 weeks, sometimes as long as 2 months. Not everybody gets benefit, but basically we're talking about golden raisins and gin.
But what you do is you put the raisins in a shallow container and without a lid, and you just barely pour in enough gin to cover them, and then you let it sit and allow the gin to evaporate. The golden raisins will plump up, and they actually become even more delicious. But there's no gin sort of slopping around in the bottom of the bowl. And then you eat 9 raisins a day. It's about a big spoonful.
You know, Joy, many of the medications that people take on a daily basis for their arthritis pain, their joint pain, their back pain, are called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You've heard of drugs such as Aleve, Naproxen, or Advil, or Motrin, that's ibuprofen. Such drugs can be very hard on the stomach, leading to stomach ulcers or even bleeding ulcers. They can raise blood pressure. There are even concerns they may cause heart attacks and strokes in susceptible people. We have so many anti-inflammatory foods, whether it's turmeric, the yellow spice and yellow mustard, whether it's ginger, whether it's grape juice, Boswellia. There are so many things that people can do naturally to relieve their pain that don't have those negative side effects and may have other benefits. We want to share them with your listeners. And the way to do that, the way to participate in all of this information, is by calling right now. Make a pledge, make a difference for Wisconsin Public Radio at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. Our thank you gift, the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies, with all kinds of ways to relieve pain without side effects.
Joe and Terry Graydon are the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy. It's a nationally syndicated program that we broadcast here on Wisconsin Public Radio on Saturdays from 6 until 7 and again from 2 in the afternoon until 3. And they are very kind to join us live during this special Pledge Drive edition of the People's Pharmacy on the Joy Cardine Show. They're here to answer your questions, too, if you have some about home remedies. Maybe you have a home remedy to share. Please get in touch. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call if you'd like to be on air, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Joe and Terry Graydon and offering you a chance to improve the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio and your own health with a copy of the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies book, which has dozens upon dozens of home remedies for common ailments. Make your pledge of $10 a month or more or $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we'd be happy to send you this thank you gift at WPR.org, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge and help yourself and help Wisconsin Public Radio. We have a goal of 200 pledges during this hour, and we need to hear from 191 more of you to reach that goal. So we can do it. We have in the past. This is Joe and Terry Graydon, our wonderful guests and wonderful fountains of information on health information, including home remedies. And we hope that you will help us out too with your pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. All right, we've talked about gin-soaked raisins. We've talked about chocolate. We've talked about mustard. I did want to ask you, perhaps I can ask Joe this, what is there science behind these home remedies?
There is an extraordinary amount of science behind these home remedies.
Well, actually, Joy, there are a number of home remedies that don't have science and double-blind placebo-controlled trials, mm-hmm. that just have dozens or hundreds of testimonials from people who have gotten in touch with us. But there's a lot of information in Quick and Handy Home Remedies that is absolutely science-based. All of our favorite foods have a lot of really solid science behind them. For example, blueberries. There's great research showing that blueberries can help improve brain function, and which of us doesn't want to be sharp?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of brain function, Joy, in our book about top screw-ups, we have a whole chapter on senior citizens, and it turns out that older people are frequently prescribed medications that mess up their mental machinery. We're talking about things like, you know, the drugs that you see advertised on television for overactive bladder, sleeping pills, anti-anxiety agents, even some heart medicine, blood pressure pills, and diuretics, not to mention drugs for digestive tract upset. These drugs can make some older people, and even some younger people, mentally cloudy, fuzzy, have trouble with their memory, and may even end up with a diagnosis of dementia, all because of a medication. Well, we have in the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies Joe's Brain Boosting Smoothie. This is a great way to get the day started, and it involves blueberries or blackberries or raspberries, all of which have great science behind their ability to improve neuronal function.
And then, of course, the smoothie is easy to make. You just dump everything in the blender, push the on button, and 30 seconds later, your breakfast is ready.
And you have this every morning, Joe, right?
We do have it on a regular basis. It is a high-protein breakfast, and we have the formula, the technique, and the science behind it in the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. Terry, what's the number to call?
The number to make a pledge, 888-202-2552. And for your pledge of $120, that's just $10 a month, we would like to send you a copy of the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. You could make that pledge online as well. It's secure at WPR.org.
And you, too, will have a great way to start your day with that brain-boosting smoothie.
You know, I start my day with coffee and a lot of it. I'm actually helping myself a little bit with that coffee, Joe, Terry.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. It's surprising that coffee has quite a number of health benefits, and they keep discovering new ones as they keep on studying it. One of the most interesting benefits of coffee is that regular coffee drinkers are less likely to develop type 2 diabetes. And, of course, that's an epidemic in this country. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that scientists have figured out exactly why this association holds, but it has been consistent across many studies.
There is also data to suggest that regular coffee drinkers have a lower chance of experiencing a stroke, and coffee may help protect against heart disease. There is some contradictory data, we have to be very honest, but we can't think of a better way to reduce your risk of diabetes than exercise, watching what you eat, mm-hmm. and having a cup or two of coffee on a regular basis. And by the way, if you ever get caught without your asthma medicine, if you happen to be, for example, on an airplane at 30,000 feet and your asthma medicine was in the hold with the rest of your luggage,
mm-hmm.
two cups of strong black coffee can open airways in an emergency. So coffee and caffeine are powerful, powerful drugs.
And if you would like to read more about the health benefits of coffee and how coffee could be used as a home remedy, or the same goes for raisins and chocolate and mustard, if you would like the recipe for Joe's brain-boosting smoothie and all of what we are talking about so far during this special pledge drive edition of the People's Pharmacy, make your pledge right now. Help us reach our goal and get this fabulous thank you gift. The People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. For your pledge of $120, $10 a month or more, WPR.org, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of the People's Pharmacy, heard Saturdays here on the Ideas Network. And we have Jean in McGregor, Iowa with us. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Joy. I wanted to tell you that a couple years ago I had Lyme's disease.
Mm-hmm.
I had terrible body pain and the chills. I was in bed for 4 days. And I drank organic Smooth Move, an herbal stimulant laxative by Traditional Medicinals. And within a half hour, my chills went away. Well, I didn't think too much about it. And then about 2 weeks later, I got the same symptoms. And again, I drank a cup of this tea, and within a half hour, my chills went away.
But you actually had been diagnosed with Lyme disease, Jean.
Yes,
yeah.
The Western blot.
Yeah. Were you taking an antibiotic for that, too?
Not at that time.
Yeah. Well, what do you say about Lyme disease and this particular tea? I don't know if you're familiar with it, Joe or Terry.
Well, I have seen the tea, mm-hmm. and as she mentioned, it is a stimulant laxative. It is all natural. It's herbal. However, I'm not familiar with the particular reaction that Jean just described, which is that it took her chills away. That's very interesting.
But of course, as you point out, Joy, antibiotics are essential to really treat Lyme disease, or in fact, almost all of the tick-borne diseases, especially early on in the infection. You know, we have shared with your listeners a fascinating condition called alpha-gal allergy, which was discovered again in Charlottesville, Virginia, at the University of Virginia by Dr. Thomas Platts Mills. He discovered that after people are bitten by this particular Lone Star tick, some of them become susceptible to a food allergy if they eat beef or lamb or pork.
Any red meat. It's very difficult to diagnose because the onset of the allergic symptoms, which can be quite severe, is delayed by several hours. So it's not typical. I doubt if it's very common in Wisconsin because I don't think the Lone Star tick has made many inroads there yet.
But it's coming your way, and we have heard from so many listeners that they were so grateful for that show because now, for the very first time, they understood why they were going into anaphylactic shock 6 hours after having a hamburger. If that's the kind of information that you value on the People's Pharmacy, we hope you support Wisconsin Public Radio because sometimes it might just save your life.
Oh, my goodness. So, Nan, I thought we had enough ticks to worry about. Now we have that one to worry about.
Yes, and unfortunately, we all do, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to understand what the reactions are. And so we're very glad that Jean got some relief from her herbal tea, but we do hope that people are alert to all of the diseases that can be caused by tick-borne illness.
Make your contribution now because you appreciate this kind of information, this health information from the People's Pharmacy. And pick up this this great thank you gift during this hour. They're the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies, yours for a pledge of $120. There's also another book that the Gradens have just authored, a Top Screw-Ups Doctors Make and How to Avoid Them. That's also available as a thank you gift. Maybe you already have home remedies. If you'd like their latest book, that's also available for your pledge of $150. But do make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help pay for the programming that you value, that you benefit from here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and pick up these great thank you gifts from Joe and Terry Graydon. You know, speaking of, you mentioned that this is an allergy to a result of a tick. A lot of people are fighting off allergies right now. Very early spring, almost summer-like weather in Wisconsin this year, Joe and Terry, and our trees are budding and flowers are blooming and people are sneezing. Is there any home remedy for that kind of, sneezing-type allergy?
There are a number of remedies, and this is a particularly difficult time of year because we had spring so early. There's been so much pollen in the air. You know, people have shared with us a number of things from, for example, nettle root, stinging nettle, mm-hmm. and you can get nettle in the health food store in a capsule. You don't have to sting yourself, although some people, when they go out into the backyard and they run into it, it can be quite uncomfortable. Rooibos tea. Terry, how do you spell rooibos tea?
Well, it's spelled R-O-O-I-B-U-S. Mm-hmm. This is actually a reddish-colored tea that has no caffeine. It's from South Africa, and it's actually a delightful flavor. And some people have reported to us that drinking this tea on a regular basis really diminished or eliminated their allergies.
Now, rooibos is also known as red bush tea from right. South Africa, so you may be able to find it that way. Neti pot. Some people get great relief from a neti pot, which looks a little bit like an Aladdin's lamp, and it helps sort of wash out the sinuses from all of that pollen that's been accumulating. We also recommend a gluten-free diet, and gluten is the protein that you'll find in wheat and rye and barley. And for some people, that gluten-free diet really helps with their allergies, especially at this time of year. So if you've been suffering from allergies, you'll definitely want to pick up a copy of the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. We also have a section on asthma, and you'll find out what to do for a variety of problems, whether it's cold sores or constipation, coughs or cuts, diabetes, diarrhea, diverticulitis, dry skin. If you've had some trouble falling asleep, and we now know that getting a good night's sleep is essential for good health, we have a whole bunch of suggestions to help you overcome insomnia.
And if you would like more information on any of these program or any of these topics or the home remedies that are available, make your pledge at 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org. For your pledge of $120, we will send you the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies book by Joe and Terry Graydon. All sorts of home remedies that are easily available in your own house that can be used for a wide variety of common ailments. We are also working toward our goal of 200 pledges during this hour, and we have 158 to go. So, sounds like a lot, and it is, but we know we can do it with your pledge. 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. We have on Facebook Amy asking, have either of you heard of using essence of oregano oil for planter's warts? About 60 adhesive bandages and some patients worked for me when over-the-counter acid treatments failed for 3 months.
We have collected a number of very interesting home remedies for planter's warts. Some people do find that oil of oregano is helpful in a variety of ways. We have heard from a number of people who have found that putting turmeric on a planter's wart is beneficial. And that can be either the fresh turmeric root, it is a rhizome, similar to ginger but yellow, or take the powder from your kitchen cupboard and mix it up with a little water and smear it on. Now, either way, turmeric stains, so be careful to protect that, from... Mm-hmm. And anything that you don't want to have turn yellow.
We've actually heard that oregano oil can be helpful against toenail fungus, and we have lots of remedies in the Quick and Handy Home Remedies book for toenail fungus or fingernail fungus. And this is the time of year when a lot of people are starting to think about maybe going barefoot or wearing their sandals out in public, and they just don't want those yucky, thick, brownish, yellowish nails to be exposed to public vision. So maybe now is the time to get rid of your nail fungus. And if you've got some warts that you've been trying to get rid of, or maybe your grandchild has some warts, here are just a few of the remedies that you'll learn a lot about. Banana peel, the inside part of the banana peel, the yellow fleshy part against the wart, duct tape, garlic, Listerine. Listerine seems to work for lice. It seems to work for dandruff.
Everything.
It seems to work for body odor. And
Almost everything. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned that some home remedies are exceptionally versatile, and Listerine is one of them. Vinegar is another.
Yeah, and Vicks VapoRub. I got an email this morning from someone who said, my husband has been coughing for months. No matter what we do, we have not been able to get rid of the cough. He can't get a decent night's sleep. We put some of the Vicks VapoRub on the soles of his feet the way you have recommended over the years, put on a nice pair of warm wool socks. He slept through the night for the first time in months. He woke up, let the dogs out for the paper, and was feeling so good for the first time. We are so grateful to the People's Pharmacy for that very simple home remedy. If that's the kind of information that you value, I mean, just think about how much you spend on medications in the course of a month. It might be dozens, it might be hundreds of dollars a month. Well, for pennies, you can get home remedies for over 50 common conditions. And the way people can get this book, Terry?
Well, the way is easy. You support the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio by calling in your pledge of $120. That's $10 a month. And you call 888-202-2552. And if the phone isn't handy, you can do it online, WPR.org. It's a secure site. And you can make your pledge, get the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies, and wonderful programming all year long.
Make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Find out other amazing ways you can use Vicks VapoRub or Listerine or many items in your pantry as we are talking about home remedies. And the thank you gift is the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies by Joe and Terry Graydon. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hi, this is Ben Merrins, host of At Issue, inviting you to join me today starting at 4 when we'll discuss the top news story of the day, why it matters, and why it matters to you. Then after 5, we'll talk about the way we watch movies today and how this practice has changed with technology. It's all At Issue later today, beginning at 4 here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is a Pledge Drive edition of The People's Pharmacy. I'm Joy Cardine with the co-hosts of The Real People's Pharmacy on the Ideas Network Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. Joe and Terry Graydon are with us this hour answering your questions about what ails you and maybe what might help you as we are talking about home remedies. We also are taking your pledges of support at Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our spring membership drive, and we count on you. We need you to pay the bills. Listener contributions account for 40% of our budget, and that's why we are asking you to make a contribution in any amount to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make the pledge $120 or $10 a month, and we will be more than happy to send you a copy of the book, Quick and Handy Home Remedies, by Joe and Terry Graydon. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Let me say that number a little bit slower. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Help us reach this goal of 200 pledges. We have 145 to go and 15 minutes left in the hour. So don't wait, please, until the end of the hour to make your pledge. Make it now, won't you? WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Patrick in Cedarburg is with us next. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, I just have one question regarding the chocolate remedies. Every time I eat chocolate, which I don't do much anymore, I would get tremendous headaches, frontal headaches.
Oh.
And
Patrick, you are one of those people who probably will not benefit from chocolate because there are people who have what we call triggers for their headaches. Some people find red wine causes trouble.
Well, chocolate certainly does cause some people trouble.
So you may not be able to benefit. Now, if you can handle cocoa, you know, just good old-fashioned cocoa, you may get some of the benefits if you don't get a headache from the cocoa. So there are other ways around it because it is the cocoa flavonoids in chocolate that have the benefits.
Exactly. Oh. It's not the sugar and it's not the fat, although they make it more palatable. It is the flavonoids in the cocoa.
Now, it just so happens, Patrick, that in Quick and Handy Home Remedies from the People's Pharmacy, you will find a section on headaches and migraines with all kinds of remedies, not just talking about the triggers, but we talk about ginger, we talk about hot and spicy soup. So we have some remedies for you along with heartburn because some people get heartburn when they eat chocolate. You know, one of the things that's so fascinating to me, Joy, is that in these days of quick and fast solutions, when people get into trouble, they often turn to the web. So they cut themselves, they're bleeding all over the place in the kitchen. They go, I need a remedy fast. And they start searching, getting blood all over their computer keyboard. Or they burn themselves in the kitchen. Or they end up with lice and they're dealing with lice. They go to the web. Well, what we're suggesting is go to your bookshelf. The People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies has a remedy for just about everything that ails you. It'll be at your fingertips. You may have heard it on the People's Pharmacy radio show, but now you'll have your own version. Really easy, available, and quick. You don't even have to touch the keyboard.
You know, the interesting thing is that it's you may have heard it, but you might not remember it. And some of these remedies are so odd that you wouldn't necessarily remember it until you needed it. For example, Joe mentioned cuts. There are several things that people have used to stop bleeding from cuts. One, ground black pepper. And people say, could that possibly work? Well, I'm here to tell you that it does work.
Ground thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, even
Coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds can help stop a cut. So if you'd like to have all of this information at your fingertips, if you'd like to make it available to a friend or a family member, make the call right now. 888-202-2552 is the number to call. Our thank you gift, the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. It'll be available at a moment's notice.
And make that pledge now. Help Wisconsin Public Radio pay the bills and pay for the programming that you enjoy. And pick up a copy of Quick and Handy Home Remedies from the People's Pharmacy for your pledge of $120 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A goal of 200 pledges during this hour, and we have about 130 to go. So that sounds like a lot, but we have 10, 11 minutes left in the program. There is a line for you and time for you, and we do hope and need to hear from you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make that pledge. Susan in Tomahawk is with us next. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I'm wondering if you have any remedies for gas. It seems like the older I get, the more of a problem this is becoming.
No, you're not alone, Susan.
Lots of remedies for gas. You'll be pleased to know, and some of them are quite simple. One of my favorites, Joe is going to give you quite a few in a minute, but one of my favorites is a tea made of fennel seeds. And you probably have fennel seeds on the shelf in your kitchen cupboard. If you don't, they're easy to find at the supermarket. You take about half a teaspoon and you soak them in a cup of boiling water as if you were making tea, and then you strain that and drink it, and it really is great for alleviating the gas.
You know, we laugh about flatulence, but in reality, it affects everyone at some time. And the healthier the diet, the more likely we are to have gas, because all of those high-fiber foods and vegetables are going to cause gas. For some people, it can be very disrupting of their lives. They don't want to go out in public, and they're, you know, just a little afraid to talk about it with their doctor. Well, in addition to the fennel tea that Terry talks about, we have a section on bitters, Angostura bitters. Now, bartenders know all about bitters because they use them in a number of drinks, but it turns out that Angostura bitters can also be helpful for flatulence. You can also find out about peppermint oil as a possibility, not to mention probiotics and which probiotics are going to be most beneficial. So there are a lot of things that people can do for gas, and you will find all of them in the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. Questions and answers for your common ailments. The number.
And let's just remind you that the number to call is 888-202-2552, or make that pledge online, WPR.org.
Thanks. If you've already pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio, thanks to Marilyn from Platteville, who says, I like starting my day listening to Joy. Thank you very much, Marilyn, for listening and for contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. We hope you will join Marilyn. And so far this hour, the nearly 100 listeners who have contributed so far, you can too at WPR.org, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of any amount. It helps whatever the amount is. If you'd like the book, Quick and Handy Home Remedies from the People's Pharmacy, pledge $120, $10 a month. And thanks a lot for your support. We have Teo in Two Rivers who sent an email. Here's a remedy, he says, that he uses for respiratory ailments. He has 1 cup of hot water, 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger, and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon of honey. He says it works and it tastes really good. So does that sound good for a respiratory ailment, Joe or Terry?
It certainly does. It sounds a lot like one of our favorite remedies for a cold or cough, which is ginger tea. He's talking about the hot water and the ginger. He's added lemon juice and honey, which make it even tastier and might even add to the benefit. I thought he might be talking about a different sort of remedy in which water and hot dipper sauce.
Ooh.
Sometimes are used, and that can also be helpful sometimes.
You know, Joy, we've been talking about a lot of very common conditions, but two or three of the most common and most difficult to treat include things like high cholesterol and triglycerides. Mm-hmm. This past week, while you were doing the fundraiser, we were interviewing Dr. Steve Nissen, arguably one of the country's leading cardiologists when it comes to cholesterol problems, very enthusiastic about statin-type drugs. But we also had Dr. Beatrice Gollum from the University of California, San Diego, statin effects study, and they talked about both the benefits as well as the risks of statins. You know, we're talking about drugs like Crestor and Lipitor, atorvastatin, simvastatin. A lot of people do experience muscle pain, weakness, even memory problems. We have a number of dietary approaches, natural ways to get your high cholesterol and triglycerides down, to get your blood pressure under control with natural food-type products. So there are a lot of ways people can get some of these very chronic conditions under control, including diabetes. And one of the ways they can do that is by making a call and finding out about the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies.
And, of course, the statins are important for people who already have heart disease. But even Dr. Nissen, who, as Joe said, at the Cleveland Clinic is an enthusiast, says statins are not for the worried well, people who are healthy but just have high cholesterol. It's much better to find other ways to get your cholesterol down if you're healthy.
Yeah, it's interesting. We also had Dr. Nissen on this program last week, so very, very timely. But tell us some dietary way or two that we can keep our cholesterol down.
Well, high cholesterol and high triglycerides respond astonishingly well to things like fish oil. You know, the fiber that is so important, we talk about serto, which is plant pectin, and grape juice, both to control arthritis pain and also to get cholesterol under control.
Soluble fiber is especially helpful in lowering cholesterol. So you'll find that in Metamucil, but you also find it in apples and oatmeal and almonds.
And that smoothie that we were talking about earlier, you know, that brain-boosting smoothie, mm-hmm. Well, that smoothie, we have a recipe that will also help get your cholesterol down. Turns out vinegar, especially if you're having a high-carbohydrate meal, vinegar can be helpful, and not to mention walnuts. So there are lots of things that you can do for heart health.
Oh, I thought you were going to throw the chocolate in there. Chocolate,
no.
Too.
Why not?
Help lower your cholesterol. Now, you want to be careful to get the dark chocolate and not overdo it too much.
Let's remind listeners to make that pledge to find out more about all of these home remedies for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, from respiratory ailments to arthritis. You name it, there's a home remedy for it in Quick and Handy Home Remedies by Joe and Terry Graydon. And we have just 5 minutes left to offer this book as your thank you gift during this special pledge drive edition of the People's Pharmacy. Make your pledge of $10 a month or more a pledge of $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. That pledge will help pay for this service, will help pay for the programming that you count on every day, and it will also entitle you to this wonderful thank you gift, Home Remedies.
You know, Joy,
yes.
There was in this week's New England Journal of Medicine a couple of fascinating articles about something we are referring to now as diabesity, you know, overweight and type 2 diabetes. But they're talking about surgery, you know, gastric bypass surgery, pretty tough surgery, pretty expensive surgery. Well, we have some very interesting hints in this book about how to help control your blood sugar and your weight. So if those are things that you're concerned about or someone you know is concerned about, make a pledge. Keep Wisconsin Public Radio healthy and help someone else stay healthy by making your pledge right now.
At 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. So I guess the bottom line, Joe or Terry, we can treat ourselves with things that are good for us and probably won't harm us and don't cost very much in many ways just by opening up the kitchen cupboard.
Absolutely right. And those are the home remedies we like. If it might help, won't hurt, doesn't cost very much, we say it's worth a try. Now, common sense, obviously, is the most important ingredient in any home remedy. If things don't get better or if they start to get worse, you may need to get yourself to medical care pronto. But you can certainly save yourself a lot of trouble and a lot of money by trying a home remedy first.
And if you're going into the hospital or you know someone who's going into a hospital, you're going to want to have a copy of Top Screw-Ups Doctors Make and How to Avoid Them, because it may help prevent an infection. It may help prevent a complication that you didn't expect. We have checklists and tips. So we have home remedies on the one hand, and we have how to avoid problems on the other. All yours for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
Joe and Terry, as always, you're the best. Thank you so much for being with us.
Our pleasure, Joy.
Thank you, Joy.
Joe and Terry Graydon are the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, heard Saturdays here on the Ideas Network. A pledge of $120 gets you the quick and easy, quick and handy home remedies. A pledge of $150 gets you the top screw-ups doctors can make. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Thank you.